come in, have a seat. Mr. Bostock, I've got the dosage on your prescription and Dr. Cobb will see you now. Please go through.
Ah, oh, come in, come in. Nice to see you. So, tell me, Mr. Bostock, you don't mind if I call you Gerald, do you? Good, good. Tell me, Jerry, when did the feelings of rejection first begin? Was it when you were a little boy? 9, was it? 10? Parents difficult, were they? Parents often are. Good, good. But you really did mind, didn't you, Gerald? Tell me how it all began. Tell all, too. Good, good.
Really don't mind the distance. Saw your eyes as a bird of feet, and you make all your animal feelings, and your wise men don't know how to be. Took a thick as a break.
Thank you.
center, casting shadows on the water, as the sun plays on the infantry, returning from the sea. The doer and the thinker, no allowance for the other, as the failing light illuminates the mercenary's greed. The home fire burning, the kettle almost boiling, but the master of the house is sleeping. The voice is stamping, the water brim clouding, in the sharp and frosty morning of the day. While the soldier sees his sword, bam! The youngest of the family is moving with a carbine, building cover by the team. He says the body's dry, watch the ball is we'll be right back.
Hello?
Hi, Ian, it's Anna. Anna Phoebe.
Anna Phoebe, my favourite violin player.
I'm just calling for a chat. I'm so bored. The baby might stop crying. Gavin's at work. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but it's a really bad moment to call. We're in the middle of a concert at the moment. But tell you what, if you're online, call me back on Skype in 2 minutes with your fiddle.
All right, then. Give me 2 minutes.
Got it. La 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 See you shuffle in the courtroom with your rings upon your fingers, hanging down your little sidings, and your silverback shoes. Laying at the bar case, you follow the example of a common paper idol who lets you bend the river.
Mrs. Joan Clumby of Granton-on-Spey emailed this morning to say she woke up to a good 6 inches.
Oh, lovely girl.
High pressure dominates much of Central and Northern Europe, giving Southern Britain a light continental flow. A separate high pressure cell is situated in the mid-Atlantic, with a frontal system wedged between the two. These unsettling conditions bring a deep depression to the northern and western parts of the UK. Depression can often be the result of more fundamental conditions. These feelings of being unsettled can in fact be the early symptoms of a very worrying disease.
That's right, Ryan. How many of you older chaps like me remember to take yourself off at least once a year for your prostate check? Hands up, who's had a prostate exam the last 12 months? One, two. Jeez, you're on a suicide mission, people. No, seriously, something you've got to do. I was thinking about showing you my colonoscopy video this evening, but obviously that's a little bit too hardcore for you. Hang on. Excuse me, sir? The worrying symptoms of prostate disease. Getting up in the middle of the night several times to go to the lavatory loo and probably not even getting halfway through a rock concert with that. Is it you on your way to the toilet now? What's your name?
Tom.
Tom, where are you from? Tom from over there. This could be your big night. The experience of a lifetime. We're not going to humiliate you, we're going to put you through a little checkup just for your own good. I've seen you not had a prostate check in the last 12 months. Okay, let's go see Ryan over there. He'll lead you up to the front of the stage. He'll be over in a flash. Do we have, perchance, a doctor in the house tonight? Or maybe just someone who'd like to be a doctor? The money's pretty good, I hear. What about you, sir? You fancy coming in? Yes, sir, we've got a willing helper. What's your name?
Adrian.
Adrian, where are you from?
Salisbury.
Come join us on the stage, Adrian. I've got a little treat for you. Namely, the white coat and a box of pristine, unused, very flexible, quite silky, Boots the Chemist surgical gloves. Now, Tom, I don't want you to worry because Adrian strikes me as a pretty competent character. One who may not have done this before, but with your age, he will become a willing learner, I'm sure. So you go and follow the guys over there. You know, we'll do this very discreetly. They're going to slip behind the screen, right? Don't worry, Tom. Be over in a flash, and then you can put it all behind you. So they go behind the screen, and a little discretion, you'll get the inkling of what it's about to take place. There's Tom, appearing now. Look, he's dropping his drum. Look at those firm buttocks. Those are nice. Come on, Adrian. See what you can do. Now, just... Oh, shit. I don't believe it. The electricity's gone off. Well, I'm sure things are going not too bad back there because I don't hear any squealing. Squeal like a pig. And then we'll have deliveries. Come on, Tom, it's all over. Adrian, how was it? You've been a very willing helper. Thank you so much for doing not a chance.
You can keep the gloves and I will take the gloves.
You need to go back. Tom, that wasn't so bad, was it? Eh? No? You're going to do the same thing again next year?
Definitely.
The good man. Tom from over there. You know, having a pop star in his own again. That's good. That's good. Because statistically, more than 100 men in this audience tonight will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So save a life, do something about it. Ladies, make your man go for a check, quick check. You know, the PSA test is, the blood test is not quite as intrusive as that one. I personally go for that one every year because it's not so bad after all. Now then, save a life, as I said, not like some of these poor people we're going to see who we used to know and love and cherish.
Every man loves and every
God is an overwhelming responsibility.
Some 218
ladies wearing nylons.
It says here that cats are on the upgrade.
Upgrade?
Hitler! This is a raid! A clown raid! Stop that clown!
Oh, Mac.
In the clear white circles of morning wonder, I take my place with the Lord of the Hills and the blue-eyed soldiers that's finally discolored in deep little rows, sporting canvas frills. With their jaws strapped pinching, they spouse to attention while queuing for sardines at the office canteen. Take out your granny and the good old Ernie. He coughed a big tenor on a premium on win.
your head as the sins of the fathers are fed with the blood of the fools and the fuss of the wise. I'm the man under your dead, dead, dead. Let me make you a present of song as the white man breaks on and is gone. The fool with the eyeglasses is cooking up the sand and nursery.
Good evening, my name is Colonel Archibald Paris, but you can call me Tufty, all my friends do. Welcome into Chronicle. If you've not been down here, we'll take you on a little guiding tour, especially for St. Cleve TV, where you can see all the things to do with our wonderful, wonderful three parishes community. Well, off we go for a little quick sortie around the hall and the gardens. We sweep in through the long driveway, turn up here to face Cruddock Hall. Follow me, we'll go visit the lagoon. Come along, sluggo, come along, Spitfire.
Watch out for cats crossing.
Nice bit of lawn here. Daughter got married. It's big in the tent. That wayward niece of mine, young Hermione's got her eye on a little wedding celebration here at some point. Let's cross over the ornamental bridge and go to the lagoon. It said 400 Irish navvies dug this man-made lagoon many, many, many years ago. We used to keep coal ducks here. A couple of runner ducks too. Damn sluggo ate the lot. None left at all now. Sad. There you go. This is all the remains of a Japanese garden. Wife didn't like it too much and had it all dug up. She doesn't like that Japanese food either. Hello, Spitfire. Come along, dogs. Come along, cats. Quiet bit of the garden here, hedges need doing regularly, and this is the back view of Cruddock Hall. The Cruddock up the bum shot, you might say. Come along, do try to keep up. Chickens! Chickens! That's my boy. It said that Joan Collins sat here. Well, not here. Hobbled out here, I imagine, and probably slept next door. Who will, I don't know, won't me. Very well, hope you enjoy the little tour around. We have to make way now for the main entertainment events of the evening. Live on stage, Ian Anderson and his chums, with a splendid concert of progressive rock music. Mustn't call it pop, apparently. So off we go, live on our very own WeTube channel to the Village Hall, St. Cleve Community Centre. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for the finals of the Phil Collins karaoke evening. Live from the Dirty Duck in Linwell. Paris here, signing off. You can call me Tufty.
sighs, fandoms pop from cupboard doors, mocking men in laughter shrieks, dark promises of blood and gore. Intervention's parents pay, opportunities grow wider far, journeys I might never take. Just where we are, rebels come, a devil's come, hit the tsunami on a foreign shore. I would slip right off this high-rise hell, but the elevator stops at every floor. Well, holy cost is me, such a rush to grow old. Possibilities, thoughts soaring where the eagle flies, wings breathing to the skies. Mommy said, "Don't go out alone." I hear that you're calling your eyes to me. So choose direction and turn the stone. Thank you.
things have turned out? Well, just plain different. Chance path taken, page unturned, or brief encounter blossomed, splintered. Might you have been the man of courage, brave upon life's battlefield? Captain Commerce, high-flown banker, hedonistic, down at heel. A Puritan of moral fibre, voice raised in praise magnificent, or rested in assured repose, knowing your lot in quiet content. What ifs, maybes, and might have beens fly soft petals on a breeze? What ifs, maybes, and might have beens? Why not? Perhaps. And wait and see. Where did it come from? Where's it going? Upper six closed shut numbers flowing from the pen that never forgets, recording legends. Each may say pets. Fontal rise and first form facts, allowances all overspent. Hazardous guild of generosity, safely deposited against rainy day. There's money in those goddamn hills, interest in sugar-coated bitter pills. Marches made from Tompkins Minor, float aspirations, nothing finer.
Eating frenzy, pizza pumping,
You hide partners and punch your options. Big and holders in the army. Draconian pause for regulation. The crowd in that day is how much money. Mortgage compound, not as clear for the recognition. Change their mind. And you will dance and then you wins. Never miss it. For all his sins.
Swing it far. Swing.
soaring head. At the crossroad in New Street, an old town. Cheryl's something from Good Home on Sea. Thinking back of the child that he once was, all bread and butter and jam for his tea. Muttered apologies, paid for repeating. Too much intensity, too much pain, sadness. Crestfallen hand of fancies to feet. He was there, the mind is a dream that's confounding. Been nowhere to go, no time was to be. He's our little man, he's a dream that's confounded. Head on heart, head on waiting for sleep.
From pain feels to killing feels, just what's most ever happens.
Rank and file can be just fine, but that's not a fair boy. So sign upon the dotted line, he turns to help the record. I always sang an old school song from Pirates of Penzance. Bob and Perry still we slap hearts, this and raise our voices. No more poets, we are painters, we were young every day. The texts are mine for all its fine, but pace before the choices. Wrapped in every deep old school song, when he cry up on his tongue. Bravo! The old school song, hush me and I am gone.
Thank you.
hard to be alone. And I forget the cost of trying. Says no longer a risk in my life. Found this dusty scotch wind last track. Eyes facing forward, never back. As rain comes down on Woodman Fassett town. But Mrs. Crawford should tell sound. Like his birds, they lie in the herds. A politician, a finest trial. And summer's tradesmen stiffly stand and shed the tears for the military man. Voices chased and broken, pure to carry message to the fight. I sense the power, and I sense the spirit move. It's daily corridors of open stone vaulted above. Beyond the neighbor's tie, dark hills head, and us flickered in the quiet. There's the glow deep in the bed. In the chapel I am wondrous envy, eyes of lesser boys, rapturous touch me, lift me, shape me, brotherhood, an ode to joy.
Stiff white ruffs on cassock ranks, with hand on heart and hand on sword,
elevated, born to service of the Lord.
I sense the path, and I sense the glory roll. Possession influence my head above the earth in collateral. All of me is heard on master, he who shall repeat his name. Burning bread in power, boldly, loving all the same.
Let us pray. Dear beloved Father,
we know it's tough to make ends meet through troubled times, when economic woes grow bad to worse. So call out to our family of treasured followers, and make a pledge to gain it till it hurts. Our coffers almost empty, but our flocks hands faithful by. As we set out to shave and kneel and berate, together we can face our willing congregation. And I can live on any small change that's left. So give till it hurts, yeah, give till it hurts. Make a pledge and give till it hurts.
Tune in to the National Gospel Channel next week. Praise be to Him and hallelujah. Remember to keep those pledges coming in and give till it hurts.
Gerald Bostock, fresh from school with fewer levels, says his science, no grand fanciful fantasies, but level-headed middle ground. The retail trade, the corner shop, at humble service of plain town folk. Open at 9 and close by 6, enough to work and play work around. Regulars drop by to chat in idle gossip, repetition, same old words, another day, while all the time life slips away. But but slips so slowly, stretches moments into hours and hours to years. With characters by Harold Pinter, Dark Silence's slow passion play. Then hold the fire of model trains, a shunt of shuffled carriages, locomotive breath upon his brow. Smooth clockwork running, motors hum, while Baron Madge prepares hot dinner, tremendous pie, always a winner. So praise my fruity, cozy habits, and don't forget to call your mom.
On this pale
run past me. And I feel the lateness anyhow. And I'm 50 light years from home. You talk the limits, time for a change of voices. It's time to try new courses and never safer houses. No more empty towns of this unholy Babylon. Some 400,000 hours have come and gone. Thank you. Williams stashed the pie in Swiss bank havens, plus the lot. When inland revenue got wise, so I did my time for what? On the streets, a pretty pickle, I met a man who lived with me, took me home for slap and tickle, his civil partnership led to me. Standing
competition. Stamp collecting first edition.
Steve is very responsible.
Number census and number brain. F54. Oh, man.
Another line, and so far away from sweet utopia. But we've conquered the ceramic hall, electric blanket, your uncle's ball, a pretty picture.
And your wise man down
know how it feels to be thick
as a brick.
Two. Many, many thanks to Ian Anderson. Singer of the little outfit we've had here tonight, Mr. Ian Anderson.